This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 487 for Friday, July 22nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is slightly higher for the most part Friday morning, ending a downturn that has lasted over the past 4 days. While weather-related pressure is a feature, as normal temperatures along with some rain are forecast for parts of the prairies over the weekend, the canola market may be correcting itself after a lengthy decline. Crude oil prices are all higher to start Friday off. Meanwhile, veg oil markets are making small gains as nearby soy oil, European rapeseed, and nearby Malaysian palm oil are on the positive side of unchanged. The Canadian dollar is up by 0.4 of a cent on Friday morning, approaching the 78 U.S. cent mark for the first time since early June. The November canola contract is up $3.30 per ton at $796.60. In the U.S., wheat futures are falling while soybeans are higher and corn has nudged upward. After Turkey announced on Thursday an upcoming agreement between Russia and Ukraine, which would allow Ukrainian grain to be transported on the Black Sea, wheat prices have plunged around 30 cents US per bushel. However, both Russia and Ukraine have not confirmed the deal just yet. Meanwhile, Egypt is believed to have purchased 120,000 metric tons of French and Russian wheat on Wednesday. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 34 cents US per bushel at $7.72. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 36 cents U.S. at $8.26. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 27 cents U.S. at $8.86. Soybeans have rebounded after consecutive days of losses, with soil and soy meal also higher. China is expected to auction off another 500,000 tons of soybeans from state reserves on July 29th. The August soybean contract is up 15 cents U.S. per bushel to $14.34. Corn prices are also higher on Friday, but they have made little movement. Upcoming rains in corn-growing areas of the United States over the next few days may trigger some selling in the market. However, these rains will not be substantial in the northern plains and the western corn belt. The September corn contract is up 4 cents U.S. per bushel to $5.80. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, July 22nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.